Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our weekly warnings from the Better Business Bureau. President and CEO Steve Burness with us. Good morning, Steve. Let's talk first about the hot rental market. And scammers are taking advantage of this, aren't they?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, one of the impacts of the rising interest rates is that a lot of Americans are, you know, want to be homeowners but are forced to rent. And therefore, the scammers have found a way to steal their money and their identity. So basically, as the rental market heats up, scammers know that the stress, you know, on these people can leave them. They have, you know, to look for apartments, and they, you know, tout that they have these great apartments at a low rate, low monthly payments, but you got to act quickly. And sometimes they even send you an application for credit. And on there, unfortunately, is everything that they need to steal your identity, including your social security number and bank account number. So really the tip off to the rip off on this one, Bob, is that if somebody really wants to rent you an apartment really quickly and too good to be true, and you got to act quickly or send them money in advance, that's usually the sign that this is a scam in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the scammers know that people are not doing the proper research because they're in a hurry, right?
Exactly. There's always some reason they got to rent the apartment quickly, you know, that they're leaving town or they're going to be outside military duty or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or the offer is just too good to be true that you just don't want to pass up. If you're looking for an apartment that's $1,000 a month and all of a sudden you see one for $500, mm-hmm. people are acting on it because they think, oh, I got to pass. I can't pass up this opportunity. But they ask you to apply for credit and they send you a form. And unfortunately, on there is the information they need to steal your identity, like you said, like the social security number and bank account number and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it's important to see the property before giving any money or any applications. Make sure it's a valid property because they're just copying and pasting and putting it on their websites, and it's an alarming rate.
Be careful. The other thing going on now with all these concerts now, performers back on the road, there's a look-alike scam involving tickets. What do we need to look for, and how do we avoid this?
It never ends, Bob, as you know. So the concerts are back, and so are the you know, the concerts for people wanting to, you know, get tickets for this. So you go online, look for it, and you think it's a well-known organization that you're dealing with, and it's a look-alike or a spoofed website. So you got to be very careful. The Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker has seen some, you know, fake websites that look like Ticketmaster, and that you think you're buying tickets from a legitimate organization. Unfortunately, it's a scam website that they, you know, steer you to. So if you're dealing with these organizations, make sure you look at the URL and make sure it's the one for the correct organization, because it could be one or two letters off. And you can fall for that scam website. And, you know, sometimes these scammers buy ads to make it look like, you know, that they're the organization that you know and trust when actually they're not. So you got to be very careful on that, especially buying tickets online.
Robotext scams are on the rise. What has the Better Business Bureau noticed?
Well, the Federal Communications Commission also issued a recent alert, like the Better Business Bureau, that these, you know, texts can be spoofed, just like caller ID. So it makes it look like it's coming from a well-known organization through a text, and it can make it look like it's coming from a governmental agency or any other agency itself. So the FCC and the Better Business Bureau want to warn people that these texts are coming out in alarming numbers. And you really never respond to a text from an unknown number. I don't care who it is. You got to find out more information. And sometimes it's even best not to say, you know, sent to respond to unsubscribe to their list. They may have it at the bottom, unsubscribe, because they know it's a valid number then, and they may send you more information and be put on a different list. So mm-hmm. you got to look for misspellings and text like that as well. But just want to let consumers know that these scammers are now impersonating government agencies on text and spoofing the texting, which is something, a new twist to these types of scams.
You know, do research. Don't click on that text. This came from a listener. Text question for you, Steve. As college kids are heading to campus, can you ask Steve to talk about research assistant job email phishing scams sent to the students that look like they're coming from a professor? I hear there's a lot of these going around.
Yes, Bob, there is a lot of these going around, and now that students are going back to school, and especially college, this seems to be a popular one for some reason over the years, and many institutions have it on their website, you know, to be very careful. And what the tip-off to the rip-off on this, Bob, is coming from a Gmail account. So your teacher is not going to send you something from a Gmail account. They're going to send it from the school's email address, and that's something you have to look for. But for some reason, the classic email says that you can become a research assistant and get paid weekly. And it's usually from, you think, your teacher or professor at your school. But they ask you for your phone number, your major, and some other additional information, and they're just trying to build up a file on you or steal your identity in some way. So don't fall for it, and especially if it's coming from a Gmail account. Your teacher's not going to send their professor, rather, is not going to send it from a Gmail account, and mm-hmm. That's what you should look out for.
Always check the return email address. And finally, tell us about the Torch Award, Steve.
Yeah, the Better Business Bureau just opened up our nominations for companies who do it right. We want to spotlight companies and that exemplify outstanding ethics. So if you know of a company, you can nominate them at the BBB, or if you are a company, you can apply for the Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics, our 26th year. And you can find all this information at bbb.org/ChicagoBuzz.
bbb.org/ChicagoBuzz. Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.